peeved over PA chatter. I'm John Johnson, and we'll talk about that next on MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard.
I remember the moment.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
Several of us were working to rescue a family.
The house collapsed on top of the cellar door and trapped them.
We had to use Humvees and heavy machinery to move massive trees and debris.
We got them out.
We helped a lot of people out.
It felt good to know I could really make a difference.
Because I'm a citizen soldier in the National Guard.
Be there the moment your community needs you. Learn more at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan National Guard, aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
This topic started as something I wrote several weeks ago to have at the ready as a filler piece just in case. I called it something from the What Were They Thinking department. While reading a story over the summer about how the NFL was loosening restrictions on local blackouts of televised games, the tail end of the story talked about how they were also going to allow home teams to do more things to rile their crowds up, as if they weren't riled up too much already. Using video display boards to encourage noise and allowing public address announcers to be unrestrained with opposing teams facing critical third down situations was now going to be okay. What were they thinking? It's already bad enough that some of our own high school announcers are playing sound effects, trying to be entertaining rather than informative, and trying to create anything but an educational atmosphere at our events. Now the NFL, the group that finally faced the music on concussions but did so with grandstanding worthy of an Academy Award by patting itself on the back too hard, is going to make our lives at the high school level more difficult because our PA announcers will even more want to imitate what happens on Sunday. That's what I wrote several weeks ago. Well, here we are in week four of the regular season, and I must say that I've already been embarrassed by the antics of some of the PA announcers I've come across. One was doing exactly what the NFL told its teams they could do with encouraging noise in key situations, and another one acted and sounded like something out of a bad karaoke night performance. It used to be at all levels of sports that the public address announcer's job was, as Joe Friday used to say in the old television series Dragnet, just the facts. Who carried the ball? Who made the tackle? The yardage gained or lost on the play and the down and distance and where the ball was, and to do so in an even tone. But in the battle for the entertainment dollar, a lot of the professional teams and then a number of the college teams went with the carnival barker approach, trying to create a home field advantage. Unfortunately, some of our high school announcers have followed suit as well. That's not the job of the high school public address announcer. The atmosphere for our games is to be educational. The entertainment for the evening is watching the young people learn as they play their games. One night while I was out working with our MHSAA network television crew, the local PA announcer thought he might be auditioning for a job at Ford Field because I was there. He was one of those disc jockey types replete with sound effects and his catchphrase, "There's a little yellow hanky on the field," to describe a penalty. He was quick to ask me after the game what I thought of his work. Well, my mother always said, if you don't have something good to say, don't say anything. So I told him I was too busy on the headset during the game doing my job to really pay attention. The National Federation recognizes this as a problem in high school football and made it a point of emphasis for schools and officials to try to tone down those PA guys who go over the line, especially when they try to do play-by-play while the play is actually going on. I think it's time stronger steps were taken. There's a great resource to learn about the right way to announce games. It's the National Association of Sports PA Announcers. Visit their website at naspaa.net. The unseen voice in high school sports needs to be educational in conduct and tone and be in the background, not center stage. Join us next time for another edition of MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard, a production of the MHSAA Network.